The man to my left has had better weeks, shall we say. He's got a bronze medal from the London 2012 Olympic Games, of course, which we all remember at the time because, let's face it, we don't have that many Olympic medalists in the Solent region. James Foad is an Olympic rower, of course, from the Itchen Rowing Club originally, and he has been training for 3.5 years. Can you imagine, everybody, training for something for 3.5 years, only to be told the whole point of that training you're not going to be able to fulfil at the end of it? James, you've probably had happier introductions. Good evening.
Evening.
Now, the best thing I think you can do for us and the audience is explain what has happened that this week you've had to make the toughest decision probably of your life.
It's kind of been building over the last few weeks or so. We were on a training camp in the beginning of December, and I was in the weights room and had a bit of a flare-up in my back to the point that I was, you know, struggling to walk. Unfortunately, that was the third one I'd had in about 6 months. So kind of got home, sat down with the medical team and made the decision that we sort of better have a deeper look into things and what's happening around my back. So that means I had to have scans, CT scans, x-rays. Spoke to a couple of consultants, the one that carried out the surgery on my back in 2012.
Just explain to people what your back... Before you had the recent problems, what your back looked like. I've seen an x-ray of your back. What did the surgeon do in 2012?
So at the end of 2012, I had to go for back surgery, and they've put in 6 screws, 2 into 3 vertebrae, each vertebrae. And then between those 6 screws, there's 2 metal rods. That was what the scans were for when I got home recently to check the state of what they were in and how it was all holding up. And before Christmas, it was kind of said that probably the only way forward for me was to have surgery to remove it, because they thought that was the issue. And over Christmas, that was kind of how it was left for me to kind of get my head around that, and also for wait for some results from a scan I had literally the day before Christmas Eve. And yeah, when I got back, they kind of told me that 2 of the screws... towards the top of my spine had come loose within the bone.
Cool.
And that there was possibly some infection in there as well.
Presume you weren't expecting any of this, because I guess back in 2012, did you think that surgery would be the end of it?
Yeah, definitely. I thought that was kind of seeing me through until the end of my rowing career. I kind of didn't expect this to happen at all. So it's a little bit of a shock. And, you know, when I have had flare-ups of my back in the last 6 months, I kind of started to think it was more of a stability thing around sort of the core muscles.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise it was anything to do with the metalwork. I simply thought that because the pain I was in after London was far worse than what it is now.
Mm.
Just that now it happens more frequently, and when it does happen, it is really bad.
And people should remember, you're a young sportsman. You're 28 years old. So we were chatting before we came on air. You've got a lot to think about, because... Everybody would go, well, if it was me, I'd try and push through the pain, do all that stuff, because people don't understand that day-to-day situation. Just explain how it affects you day-to-day, your back, and how what you have been working through, because you told me you couldn't do some painting the other day.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason I've got to have the surgery, like, it's not a decision I've made, it's a decision my sort of body made for me, is because where the screws migrated to, it's compressing nerves in the spinal canal,
right.
And that's why I've got to have it done, and obviously because there's risk of infection being in there as well. But yeah, like you say, I'm 28, and there's a hell of a lot of things going on in my head at the minute. It's the idea of a surgery is to sort me out, and once I've had it done, I should be fine. I should be able to do normal day-to-day things, carry on with sport, carry on with rowing. But the big question is if I carry on internationally. I've got to consider the rest of my life after rowing. Like I said to you before, I'm longer not a sportsman than I am a sportsman.
Yeah, true. You're a father.
I'm a father, and I've got other things I want to achieve in life. You know, I want to try and pursue a career in physiotherapy. And obviously that's quite manual, quite hands-on, moving people around. And again, it's load on your back. So I've got to think about, if I want to go into that career, I've got to be in a healthy state to be able to carry out that job.
How are you feeling mentally at the moment? Are you still, I'd imagine you're a bit still in shock, aren't you?
I'm very all over the place, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm generally all right around family.
Yeah.
This week there's things I've been at home on my own. I've dropped something. I've absolutely lost it and like shouting at myself. And so yeah, I'm very up and down. But like I said, I had a bit of time before Christmas to get my head around it a little bit. And kind of that's where I am at the minute. And it's a very confusing time, really.
We are going to go to the travel soon, but I'm going to ask you to stay there, because before we go to the travel, the obvious question for people who from the outside, like me, would be, why not delay the surgery?
Well, like I said to you, I can't delay the surgery because of where the screw is. It's physically compressing the nerve. And I've been told that could cause a lot of damage. It could mean I get paralysis in my leg. Mm. I could have problems with my bladder. So
delaying it's not an option.
Delaying it's not an option. Pushing through it is not an option. I tried to go for a 30-minute run over Christmas because I thought, actually, I'm not in that much pain. 20 minutes into the run, I knew I'd made the wrong decision to do that. So, again, it's day-to-day things I should be able to do, which I'm not being able to at the minute.
4 years ago, London 2012, you're in the men's eight. When you look back at that, the good thing is you got a medal from a home Olympics, and there aren't many people in history who've been able to do that.
Yeah, I know. It is a fantastic achievement. It's weird, but that winning that bronze medal also took quite a long time to sink in. At the time, we were hugely disappointed with it. We'd set out to... Our aim was to go and win, and that's what we kind of showed from the start. We shot out, we got in front, we were in front well past halfway. And obviously then crossing the line third, our heads were down, and there's not one photo where we all look happy and upbeat about it, no. Unfortunately. But sort of now looking back, and when you think, yeah, I did go to an Olympics, especially after missing out on this one coming. Mm. I have been to an Olympics, I have won a medal, and that's something that a hell of a lot of people haven't done.
Nowhere near.
And won't do. And we were fortunate enough only to... I think we won our bronze medal by a few tenths of a second. So, yeah, I'm...
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hugely pleased with what I've achieved.
When you're doing that as an eight, there's obviously a huge group of you. This time around, you and Matt Langridge were rowing together as a pair, aiming for Rio. So what's he said to you? How does that impact him? Are his Olympics over as well, or does he now look for another partner and try and make that work in the next 6 months?
So we kind of actually didn't put ourselves in the running for the pair this year. We were asked if we wanted to carry on with it, and we said that we didn't want to, even though we had a great shot at winning the silver medal. We almost sort of cemented our place as second best in the world in the pair. But we actually sat back and said, well, we both don't have an Olympic gold medal. That's what we want to win.
Right.
We want to take ourselves away from the pair for the minute and put ourselves in contention for the four or the eight. And, I mean, that's what we sat back and said to Jürgen at the start of the season.
But he would ultimately make that decision, or you would?
Ultimately, he'd make that decision. But we were saying to him that we wanted to be in contention, to be in a boat which we felt had more potential of winning. I mean, the pair, we've got the Kiwi pair who have not lost a race since 2009.
Crikey.
So the chance of them losing a race this year is obviously very slim. Mm. I mean, we've come close to them, but we just want to be in a better position to win a gold medal, and that was our feeling.
So there is still hope for Matt anyway, that he can be part of either a four or an eight and carry on?
Yeah, hugely. Like Matt's a massive part of the team, and he has been for years, and he will, touch wood, as long as nothing goes wrong for him, he will definitely be in a team, and I've got great confidence he's going to do a fantastic job this year.
James, we want to end this on a positive note. We're thinking ahead to your surgery. Do you know when that's going to be?
I'm in on Monday.
Are you really?
7 o'clock Monday morning in Oxford,
grief.
Yeah.
All right. What, the John Radcliffe?
No, at the Nuffield.
Oh, the Nuffield.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
So after the surgery then, I know you said there's loads of stuff that you still want to do. Have you got a clear plan for what happens afterwards? Are you thinking about Tokyo? Are you thinking about the World Championships?
So, like I said, I want to get through my rehab process and come out healthy the other end. I've signed up to do a sports massage course in July. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's going to help me hopefully progress towards the physio side of things. But yeah, I've honestly not made any decisions past the end of my rehab and just doing that course, really.
I think that's wise.
I've got a lot of options and I need to weigh them up and see what's going to be the best outcome for me.
Mm. Well, look, touch a lot of wood for you for Monday.
Yeah,
fingers everything crossed. Perhaps you'll get a good week before you go. Perhaps Southampton can double their victory total this week and you can have a smile on your face
crossed.
Tomorrow afternoon because you're a big Saints fan, aren't you?
Yeah, massive
well.
Saints fan,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, well, look, let's hope they can put a smile on your face and best of luck Monday. And thanks for coming in because I don't think that's very easy to come in when you're in the middle of going through quite a lot of, tough stuff in your life. But you've been brilliant. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.